I got suckered in by the advertising and clicked through. Exactly how much was a night stay at Disney? First, which one is closer? Unlike many, I'm not big on my knowledge of the mouse. I confuse the world with the land. California's Disneyland seemed much more likely a go for the New Mexican Griswold-esque drive. So tell me, Mouse, what's the going rate for a family of four? Sure, include the premium rooms. I'm feeling fancy. Well, the list of rooms that I got back for a randomly selected date in March started at around $500. Holy caboodle, that is some expensive mouse magic. But is it magic that only Disney can make? Then my inner fist shaking appeared. Why do we let corporations dictate our magic making? Maybe there's ease in charging the magic to a credit card and hoping for the best. Maybe it's housed in a fear of our own power to make magic. Maybe it's the fear that accidental traditions become magic that we can't define and can't control before the hindsight hits. Every weekend, my family gets menudo. When I talk about this, I get side-eye from plenty of people, and they're right. Yes, at first sniff, it smells like a barn. First taste, yep, tastes like a barn too. It's the tripe, the stomach of a cow, something that's not terribly prominent in American cuisine. But it's fantastic as a hangover cure, and after you've adjusted your palate, you might convert to be a person who says on a sober Saturday morning, it is time for menudo. My husband and I did this steadily on the weekends before and after we had our kids. Our daughter first recoiled, then tentatively dunked the bread in the soup, then ate hominy, and now enjoys her meaties. Smaller brother has followed in the same footsteps. Now you'll find me pretty much any bleary-eyed Saturday morning with two kids in tow to buy menudo and bolillos. One morning, I remarked to my husband, she might end up going to college in a very plain area that does not cater to the menudo-eating crowd. He continued my thought, and they likely won't have decent breakfast. She'll miss us. And this. It was one of our first ruminations on the habits that started becoming traditions without too much thought. That even though my kids may not eat much at the table, they scamper around and ask to go out for menudo immediately after I open my eyes on a Saturday. Back to the mouse. And the debate to let magic be something we charge to a card. There might be some truth to that. Over the summer, we decided on the enrichment of our kiddos through nature. We decided on Carlsbad Caverns. Majestic, enthralling, close, and relatively cheap, we thought. Unfortunately, with the oil nearby, the price for a hotel room was slightly ridiculous. Who cares, was our rallying cry. The Majestic Caverns, charge it. My daughter, returning to school, was asked to draw a scene from the summer break. Would it be the bats coming out of the cave? The craggy formations in the caverns? Holding hands as we walk the hour and a half path down the natural entrance? It was the hotel, correctly colored in its bland beige hue, with the pool and hot tub drawn together. When I asked, but the caves, she reported back. But it was the pool that was the best time. It was the time that we played together. This is Cassie McClure with my so-called millennial life.